And we are back on Hollywood Close Up. I'm Natalie Lipka.
And I'm Wayne Frazier.
And we have a very special guest in the studio with us. She's a three-time Behind the Voice Actors Awards nominee. You've heard her voice on more animated series and movies than you can imagine, from Aladdin to Zatch Bell. She's best known as the voice of Jimmy Neutron. She's a past Keep It Real Acting student spotlight. She's a voiceover and on-camera actor and author, Debbie Derryberry.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? I could have kept going. Going, honestly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
So nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. How are you?
I'm so good. I just came from a session and worked in my car on my phone a little bit. You know, actor stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And when you say session, what does that mean to our listeners?
Oh, I do a lot of voice work, mm-hmm. and I'm recording a cartoon right now for Netflix called F is for Family.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
Yeah. They hire me when they need, like, little girls to say cuss words.
Yes! Awesome. We had a past guest, Kevin Farley, was on the show, and he's
You know what was funny?
On F is for Family.
I walked into F is for Family, and I took Kevin's script off my mic stand, off my music stand.
Oh, she must have just missed him.
We just passed.
he's fantastic.
That's
like,
awesome.
And he's taller than me, in case you're wondering. I had to lower the stand quite a bit.
He's a good guy. So how much fun is this doing voiceover? What does it mean to you?
It is. I don't even really want to call it work, because it is the funnest thing ever. And I think, gosh, someday I'll be at that age where I have to retire. But who would want to retire from this? I don't have to go to work. I get to go to work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I did put on pretty clothes and makeup for you today, see? But normally, you know, I could go to work with my, you know, jammies, and I'm all good.
That's the best, too.
Isn't it?
A couple of
I like your pajamas, by the way. Those are super cute.
Thank you very much. That's what we do here. We just wear like a, what do they call it, a onesie?
Onesie.
You're in your snuggly there.
My snuggly,
with your footy pajamas.
Yeah.
We're all here in our snuggies.
Yeah.
Oh, we should. We need to, especially today. It's kind of gloomy out.
Right.
Like, call it the pajama podcast.
Good one.
Well, there we go.
No, it is kind of chilly. See, I got my scarf on, and I have a turtleneck I put on as a second thought. But then it's L.A., so, you know, as soon as it passes 11:30 and the marine layer goes away, then it's hot all over again.
Right. It's the May Gray that's going on.
The what?
May Gray.
What's that?
May Gray. That's
May
like
Gray.
June gloom.
June gloom.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know there's a technical
term. We're almost June gloom.
Yeah. May Gray comes before June gloom.
It's this girl we know and you don't
Meg
know.
May. I was
May.
Oh, I thought you said Meg Ray, and I was like, oh, who's that? What is
she's
that
a boxer.
A boxer puppy.
She's an astronaut.
So, as I mentioned, you are also an author. You're sharing your knowledge with all of us.
I really don't know how that happened, but people wanted me to teach them, and I said okay, and one thing led to another, and now I have, like, too many students. I'm scheduling like a scheduling ninja, trying to schedule students and my sessions and my auditions, and I'm holding up my book so you can see how pretty it is there. I decided to finally write one, and it contains everything I know and the exact secret on how you can be a voice actor. There's just one secret, and that's
secret.
It's so easy.
You have to have a voice. Larynx. You have to have a voice box.
That's all there is to it.
And that's it.
You basically have to talk. No, it's a... I think people who look at voiceover think that maybe it looks easier than it is, but there's a lot more to it. It is an acting job.
Mm-hmm.
And a solid acting training, and singing helps also, being able to hear the musicality and the melody in the sentence and the notes. You guys are nodding your head because you know. And there's so many facets of voiceover that have become really segmented over the years, you know, from promo and anime and, you know, Western animation, looping, commercial, just it goes on. There's so many areas, and each area has its people that shine in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't star in every single area, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have my areas that I kind of work in mostly and focus in. And when I hear people, I kind of, I don't know, I kind of help them pigeonhole themselves. I know people aren't keen on being pigeonholed all the time. But when you want to focus your efforts, I think it helps knowing how people see you and what you sound like.
Well, it's just like getting your brand as an on-camera actor and knowing what you need to be going in for. And then as you make that for yourself, you might be able to branch out after that.
Right.
Would that be the same in the voiceover world?
It would be. Like, on camera, I'm not looking to leggy models for my next chapter. Mm-hmm. I'm probably looking to a young Betty White for my next on-camera chapter. So you kind of have to embrace who you are and how people see you in order to make a success of it in this business, because it is a business.
Right.
Right.
And how, like, obviously read the book, but what would be some advice for, all right, well, let's say, let's say if I were to do a voice, would I be more an announcer? Would I be the guy that does video games, animation, and just from hearing my voice right now?
Just from hearing your voice, it's pinched, it's charactery, but it's resonant, it cuts through. So I wouldn't necessarily put you in, say, a loop group, although it might be fine. I don't know what your improv training is, but I would probably say animation, video games, promos. You know, they don't always go for the smooth, deep, velvet voice. Sometimes they have a resonant voice like yours that does have a cut through to it.
Right.
I can see, you know, kids' cartoons, maybe crazy animal noises, crazy dogs, parrots.
Interesting.
See? You have that sort of cut through sound. Your vocal cords are closing completely. You don't have any gravel in your voice.
Nice. Okay. All right. What about Natalie? What would Natalie be?
What would I be?
Yes. What would you be?
Natalie has, you have a very smooth voice. It is in, I would say, there's not a lot of work for females in promo as much as men, but there is a lot of work in it. Basic commercial voices. I see a lot of commercial auditions that, you know, I want to do, but that's not me.
Right.
But
right.
It would be for you. Like, you're believable, friendly, smooth, non-accented female 20 to 40 voice.
Look at that.
Sounds good to me.
There it is.
And you said non-accented. Can I make a comment that my wonderful mother, I love her very much, listening to the show, she always says that I have a California accent. So I love the fact that you...
Is she Midwest?
She's New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can probably fall into New Jersey if you needed to.
Right.
Which is really helpful in voiceover, being able to do believable accents for things where they need, you know, the real thing or... In animation type accents, it's not, they're not so married to you being genuine, you know, in the accents.
Right.
It's just kind of like I do this Mattel doll called Monster High.
And I saw that, yeah.
I'm Draculaura, and she's a 1600-year-old doll from Transylvania, and she's very cute and has a fashion sense that is just a die for. But, you know, they would probably laugh at that accent if they were really from Transylvania.
Yeah, no, that's great.
You know our very own Rena Marie here. She does, she's from audiobooks to voice. She's been doing voiceover for over 20 years.
Is that why Rena's sitting there nodding going,
yeah, that's right.
And she's in her jammies, too. Hi, Rena.
I'm in my underwear. I just took it one step further.
We call them jammies to make it acceptable.
See, just from that little bit, Rena's voice is elegant. It's smooth. It's easy to listen to. It's regal, it's believable, and it's got a resonance to it.
Love it.
And all of your descriptions are really fantastic.
Yeah.
That's what you book, isn't it?
Thank you.
I do a lot of narration, fair amount of commercial promo.
Just did an audiobook.
Radio imaging, audiobooks.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. But I don't do a lot of the, you know, I don't do the... Yeah, that. I don't do any of that. I wish I could.
Like,
but I don't.
You know, it's a big world voiceover, and there's
really
a niche
is.
For everybody. Mm-hmm.
Which is great.
Yeah, it really is.
Let me ask you this. When you, you get a part like you play Jimmy Neutron, or you play different...
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Neutron, right.
Yes.
So when you go into a room and you do, I assume you, even at your point, you still have to audition for certain things. Is that correct? Or you just, they just go, hey, no, you're Debbie Derry.
It would be lovely if they would just throw me bones for every job. But I audition, and voiceover is very humbling because they can be, you can be replaced Just like that.
Well, let me ask you this then. So,
I audition.
So when you go in and they go, okay, this is a new character for a brand new series, a cartoon series, going to be on Disney. You know, of course, you know, you have different levels of you know, animation too, because South Park is definitely differently cast than somebody on Disney.
Yep.
Where's that voice come from? How do you go, hey, this one's going to be like this, or you're just playing around or what?
Well, I think the first thing you want to do is look at your character description. It'll give you your gender, your age, your you know, whether you're an animal or an inanimate object or a piece of cake or.
Well, they have those too.
Age.
What would a piece of cake say if you were cast as a piece of cake?
I think I'd probably sit there and be a piece of cake. I don't know. Maybe it's a kid's cake for a birthday party.
Yeah.
I love this.
The first one, it seemed like a chocolate cake, like a rich chocolate.
And a rich. Like she would do a witch.
Yeah, I would be a chocolate piece of cake. Yeah.
So I'll look at the character description, and I'll start there, and then I'll look at the picture. So I use this example, like, what if it was a teenage girl? I auditioned for a lot of teenage girls, as you can hear. My voice is kind of in the pocket for a teenage girl.
Right.
So if this was like a 11-year-old teenage girl, I'm thinking, okay, everybody's going to audition for that 11-year-old teenage girl, and she's going to sound like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe I will have braces. So maybe my teenage girl has braces, right? And maybe in the picture she has a little braces, okay? Okay, maybe... All of a sudden, she is from the South. So now I've got my teenage girl with braces from the South. And maybe she's not so nice, okay? Maybe she's a little bit of a snothead. So I call it layering and my own natural voice and pictures. And of course, it's an acting job, so you really have to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And when people try to film me, it's not pretty. Like, I look at myself talking and making those voices, and, like, if this were an on-camera job, I would be fired.
Yeah, well...
It does not look fun.
That's what I love about voiceover artists, when you get to see them doing it and how they move their faces and what they have to do to get the voice happening. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that.
I go cross-eyed most of the time.
Is there a lot, especially for, like, Pixar and Disney and those kind of movies? You did Aladdin and so many different films. Is there, I noticed that now sometimes they will put you in front of the green screen and put the equipment on the body so that they can match your movements with the cartoon and the voice. Does that happen? Have you experienced that much or no?
I've experienced wearing the mocap costume in a mocap game, but... In the larger films, the rank and file voice actors like myself, we aren't usually given even an audition. It's mostly A-list celebrities that get the auditions and get to be the principal characters.
Right.
You don't see any bitterness on my face.
No. Nor should
there has
be.
Been a smile the whole time.
So the times when I've worn what you're describing as the motion capture suit, it's I've done a couple of video games like that, and it's a really different medium. I mean, it uses your stage acting, of which I had a lot of experience in stage acting, and then you use your voice. I was cast as, I can't talk about the project because I would get fired, but I play a 12-year-old boy, surprise, and he's from the South, and his dad beats him a lot.
Aww.
It's really sad. It's really adult themed.
Really.
But here's the cool thing about
Disney's
this
brand new picture in a world where it gets smacked around.
So they put this head thing on you, and they put this costume, kind of like a scuba suit, on you. And then they put dots all over you, and it's a lot of different steps. Like, they have to sit in front of a camera, and there's 30 or 100 cameras taking pictures of you from different angles on your face so that your facial expressions will get captured, and then your voice is captured on the mic, and then your body's captured on the computer. But get this. My son, who, when I started the game, was 14 and the same size as me, 13, same size as me. I always play like these 12-year-old boys because I'm not very big. And he walks into the studio to watch me film that day, and the computer nerd guys looked at him, and we kind of look alike, and they said, what if we put your son's face with the dots in front of the cameras and then superimpose that on your old body, on your old face.
Wow.
So I got my body, my voice, my acting, my son's face.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
Cool. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
That
he must have been floored, cool. though. That must have been just a great experience.
He thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And, wow. and forever captured on a game. That's great. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. The time has flown. I just looked at the time going,
no,
oh, my
wait,
goodness.
Did we have that much fun?
Yes, yeah, we did.
I literally looked up and I could not believe
Can
the
I
time
just
it
mention
was.
My book, VoiceOver 101, How to Exceed It? How to succeed as a voice actor.
You call yourself a voiceover person.
It's on Amazon and Creative yes. Space. And I do love voiceover and Watch F is for Family.
Yeah,
oh, fantastic.
And we'll put the links to that in our episode breakdown.
Thank you.
So if they're listening to the episode, they can click on that.
And is the information in the book, is that go towards, you know, if somebody does want to meet with you and do some one-on-one techniques?
Yeah, anybody can Google me or email me and I'll email them back.
Oh, you're so lovely. Love
yeah.
this. Absolutely fantastic. As always, time flies. Thank you so much, Debbie, for coming in. We do have a quick game we want to play with you. Going to throw you some questions and just off the top of your head, just the best answer you can throw at me.
Shoot. Right?
Answer in any voice you
any
want.
Any voice. That'd be great.
Okay.
good idea. This is called Hollywood Close-Ups, quick and quirky game. Okay, and here we go. Who are your ideal TV parents?
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Brady, because they never, ever beat their kids, and they get everything they want, and everybody's perfectly dressed, and the house is clean.
Okay, beer or wine?
Wine. Okay. Red wine.
Red wine.
Cabernet.
Cabernet.
Send it to my P.O. box.
It's
box.
Creepy to hear an 11-year-old girl say that.
If you were a Muppet, which Muppet would you be?
I'd be Miss Piggy. Because
nice.
I had a pig. Her name was Mimi.
And final question on Hollywood Close-Ups, quick and quirky game. What's your favorite podcast you're on right now?
My favorite podcast? You mean Hollywood Close-Up
That's
hosted by Natalie Lepka and Wayne Fraser?
Ding, 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 ding. You are so lovely, so fun.
Thank you.
Please keep us posted on all of your success.
I will. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Well, thank you, Rena Marie. You're
sure.
always awesome. And
sure.
Network Studios, all our listeners. Music this week was Sestra, and check that out at sestramusic.com. That's Sestra Music.
And please remember, cancer has affected so many of our lives, and we can help by donating to cancerresearch.org and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, LLS.org. Let's end this disease once and for all.
Absolutely. And please catch up on all episodes, new and old, next week and every week at natalieandwayne.com. For Hollywood Close-Up, my name is Wayne Fraser.
And I'm Natalie Lipka.
Until the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to Hollywood Close-Up with Wayne Fraser and Natalie Lipka. Be sure to visit natalieandwayne.com for past episodes as well as information on future ones. Also, be sure to rate and comment about the show in iTunes. Until next time, bye-bye.
Every single time, smile back when you try.